Myrtle Beach in South Carolina is known for resorts, golf courses, and big and noisy motorcycle rallies. That last distinction is one city leaders would just as soon do without. They're trying to scale back the rallies, and one way they're doing that is by enforcing a city helmet law in a state where bikers have the right to ride bareheaded, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
For a lot of motorcycle enthusiasts, it's a symbol of freedom, roaring down the highway at 60 miles an hour or more with nothing on your head except your own windblown hair. South Carolina is one of a handful of states on the East Coast where it's legal for adults to do that. And that's why Jack Gunter, a retired truck driver, likes to vacation here with his Harley Davidson.
I live in a state that requires you to wear a helmet. I come here so I don't have to wear one. I don't like wearing one. I think it ought to be a rider's choice.
You take a risk, though, when you do that, right?
You take a risk getting out of your bed that you're going to trip and fall and break your neck.
We met Gunter at this biker bar a few miles outside Myrtle Beach, a place that normally would have been very busy this past weekend, when some 40,000 bikers typically come for their annual fall rally. But this year, the number was down dramatically after Myrtle Beach became South Carolina's only city with a helmet ordinance. State law allows people 21 and older to go helmet-free. Jeff Bennett is among those who now refuse to ride or spend money inside city limits.
If they don't want it, it's fine. They can lose the money. If they lose millions and millions and millions of dollars by us not going there. So it don't hurt us. It hurts them.
Why would a resort city pass a law that's scaring off tourists, especially in this economy? Leaders here say safety was one motive. But the bigger reason had less to do with the well-being of bikers than the tranquility of townsfolk. City officials say Myrtle Beach was being overwhelmed by its three annual bike rallies, one in the fall and two in the spring, which brought noise, traffic, and more than a quarter million often raucous partiers. Mayor John Rhodes says residents simply had had enough. He helped push through the helmet law, a noise ordinance, and several other measures intended to bring the events under control.
You had people that have a Harley as a toy, and they're coming down for the week playing Easy Rider. Rev it up, rev it up. You had bikes going through areas where houses are, riding up to 1, 2 o'clock in the morning.
See that yellow building, metal building straight through there?
Retired State Trooper Paul Price is among the residents who fought for the new laws. He recently built his dream house a few blocks from the ocean, but didn't know at the time that a nearby parking lot hosts biker parties during rallies.
Even inside the house with all the windows shut and everything, the noise is so loud you can't even watch TV. And on the loudspeakers, the bands get on them and they start blasting. Some of them use profanity and that comes over here and you can't even let your grandkids out in the yard.
Local leaders have heard complaints like that for years, and they made several earlier efforts to control the rallies. At one point, the city specifically targeted the annual Memorial Day event that attracts mainly African-American bikers. That led to a discrimination suit from the NAACP that took years to settle. Now the new measures, which apply to all the rallies, have sparked a different kind of lawsuit. Tom Heron is with a business group that's challenging Myrtle Beach's right to require helmets in a state where you can ride everywhere else without them.
The reason we're suing the city is because we think it's unconstitutional to try to supersede state law, where you can be driving along and happen to go through a 10-foot square corner of Myrtle Beach and get arrested for a helmet. That's ridiculous.
Heron's lawsuit is before the South Carolina Supreme Court, with a decision likely in the next several months. But even if the helmet ordinance is overturned, most riders at the biker bar outside town vow never to come back to Myrtle Beach. In the words of one, not even to buy a pack of gum. And for now, the city seems willing to pass up the millions of dollars that bikers used to spend, if it means more peace and quiet each spring and fall.
Adam Hochberg, NPR News.